morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Covenant Church of Thomaston. We've got some amazing news today. We get to sing Happy Birthday to Beth.
If you'd like to buy a print of the painting that we are giving to the Olsons, it's there to look at, and there's a sign up on the piano bench if you want to sign up. This is the last Sunday we're going to show it to you. We're going to give it to them, actually.
Thank you. members of God's family,
we gather to pray, to sing, and to celebrate God's presence.
As people of faith,
we come to be re-energized to live out our faith.
As our worship begins,
we greet each other with Christ's peace.
God, you will call us to be the church.
And sometimes we wonder what that means.
You call us to seek justice, resist evil, love and serve others.
And we try, really we do, but sometimes...
Sometimes we fall short. Sometimes we get it wrong.
For those times we don't quite get it right, forgive us.
God who calls us to love and serve, the God who calls us to seek justice, knows us immediately. The God sees our wins and our losses through grace. The God forgives us. When we get things wrong and give us another chance to try again, we are forgiven and challenged to keep trying.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
Let us pray. Abba, Father, you have a plan in place for us. In all your infinite wisdom, you have made a way for us to choose you and your Son, to choose your wondrous kingdom and your glorious day. It will be a place of rest and of joy. Your word, Jesus, has promised this and has paid the ultimate price to purchase humanity back for it yourself. Our hearts are forever grateful. Because this, we call out to you that mercy and that grace are ours. Help us to display mercy and grace to all, so that they will see that your love is at work among your people. All glory, praise, and honor be yours, forever and ever and amen. Please join us in the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
thy will be done to
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread,
and forgive us our debts,
as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please be seated.
Psalms 148, page 508. Praise for God's universal glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his host. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy and fulfilling. His command and all hills, fruit trees and cedars. Wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all the rulers of the earth. Young men and women alike, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone and exiled. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people. Praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. Acts 7:54, 8-3, page 891. When they heard these things, they became enraged and ground their teeth at Stephen, but filled with the Holy Spirit and gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they covered their ears and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witness laid their cause at the feet of the young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out in the Lord, loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And when he had said this, he died, and Saul approved of their killing him. That day, a severe persecution began against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria. Devout men buried over him, but Saul was ravaging the church by entering house after house, dragging off both men and women. He committed them to prison. John 13:38. 35, page 877. When he had gone out, Jesus said, Now the Son of the Man had been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where am I going? You cannot come. I give you a new commandment that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also love one another by this everyone. Well, now that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh,
own papers and they can do a super job. The second year is a little different than the first.
Too late to make an announcement, right? Granddaughter number 5 was born on Friday. Tom will be visiting her today. What's that?
I said it's just you and Nico, the males.
Yes, that's it. You know us.
My anthem, or when the world has fallen quiet, you stand beside me, give me a song.
Christ behind me.
Good morning. I'm here to introduce our past confirmands who are active in our youth group right now. And thank you, Emily, for pinch hitting for Eric, who couldn't be here with us this morning. I don't know, many of you have had teenagers or have them now, and it is very hard to get them out of bed in the morning. So we are lucky to have them here today.
Yes.
And if anyone is over 50 or has turned 50 today, you know it's also hard to get out of bed in the morning. Emily and Megan were confirmed last year in a smaller confirmation service because COVID was still going on. So this will be a nice opportunity for them to share with you. And Lauren was confirmed in 2019 and willingly said she wanted to share again. And when she texted me this week and said, "Can I rewrite my paper because I think my thoughts have changed?" I said, "Absolutely." So, Lauren, I think that's wonderful. So here they are.
Jesus is my friend, Savior, and Lord. As I go through life and the studies at church, I have come to know the important roles Jesus plays in my life as my friend, my Savior, and my Lord. Jesus is my friend when I need someone to talk to. He is always there for me and loves me no matter what. He is there for me to support with my life decisions and even through the hard times. I believe that Jesus is my Savior because he died on the cross for me and all others around me. I always believe in him, even the simplest things like taking a test at school or when I'm playing sports. He saves me even when I'm in times of doubt. I trust Jesus as my Lord. Sometimes when I don't know what to do, I take time to think about it. I know that Jesus takes control over my thoughts and helps me make good decisions. It is hard to let Jesus be Lord in our lives because when we don't know if he is making the right decisions for us, we let him take control even when it gets confusing, and all we have to remember is that Lord is with us. When I had my surgery that was on my knee recently in February, I was nervous that the surgery wouldn't help with the pain. And all I was trying to remember was that Jesus wouldn't let anything bad happen to me. And then I felt safe knowing that he was by my side through it all. I let him take control, and he didn't let anything bad happen to me during and after in recovery from my surgery. That being said, Jesus is and will always be with me and beside me, even when times are rough and I don't believe in myself. He always will, and he will always believe in others too.
Ever since I was little, I decided I would live my life for Jesus. I knew this was a good decision because he is my Savior. He has helped me in many ways and has changed my life for the better. Jesus is my Savior, but he's also the reason I live my life. There are many reasons why I live my life for Jesus. One is he is always there when I needed him the most. During hard times, I knew Jesus was there to guide me. No matter the situation, he was always there for me. He has done things that allow me to be alive today. He gave his life for me, which means I will live my life for him. All of the sacrifice and commitment I make to live my life for Jesus, I know this is what he would want. Another reason I live my life for Jesus is because he does things in my life for a purpose. No matter what it is, he will always teach me some sort of life lesson, and I always learn from it, even if it is some of the smallest things. One of the main reasons I am living my life for Jesus is because he has always been by my side when I go through the hardest parts of my life. When I've been struggling recently and in the past, I would pray, and he was there for me to help me through it. I still struggle sometimes with it every once in a while, but I know everything happens for a reason, even when I do not think it is time. Jesus is always going to be there for me and anyone else, no matter the sin someone has done. He always loves me and never will stop loving me. Remembering that is the main reason I live my life for Jesus. Jesus is my Savior and the reason I live my life. He gave his own life for us to live, so I should be living this life for him. No matter the sacrifices I make, they will not be the same as his, but I know Jesus will be happy with what I do. I may make mistakes, but however, he forgives me, just like he does everyone else. Jesus loves me, and I know that will never change. Why is Jesus my Lord and Savior? Now, most of you might remember when I stood up here a few years ago. I was just 14 years old and excited to get confirmed. Now, here we are, 3 years later, at the weird age of 17, and my answer to why Jesus is my Lord and Savior has changed. A lot can happen in 3 years. I graduated middle school and became a freshman. Lots of my friends moved off to other schools. I was in a whole new building, was at the bottom of the school food chain again. Now, you might be wondering, what does high school have with this? Well, it has to do with everything. High school tested my faith and put many challenges in my way. So there I was, turning 15 years old, girl at brand new school. I used to bring my Bible with me all the time. There was this one girl who did not like me and thought it was weird that I would read my Bible in class. It would make me feel really upset because I just wanted to feel close to God during school. Skip around a few months, I completely stopped bringing my Bible to school with me. I was busy with school clubs, classwork, making new friends, and studying. Skip around some more. The end of the school year was coming up, then boom, COVID happens. They told us we would be out of school for 2 weeks. Well, 2 weeks ended up being a year and a half. During my time at home, I wanted to grow closer to God. It took a very tragic, scary event for me to step back into the right direction. Being away from school, friends, and all that studying made me realize that I didn't make any time for God. Freshman year starts to end. I still had a steady relationship with God. I would listen to praise music while I worked, read my Bible in the evening, went to youth group with my friend at her church and here, and would annotate Bible verses. Then school ends. More and more things start getting shut down. Church closes, friends are getting sick, even at one point I got sick. As everything starts to isolate, my mental health starts to decline. Friendships start falling apart, and my relationship with God starts to drift. Soon enough, I missed prayers, stopped reading my Bible, and wasn't listening to church services. I was sad. Next, camp closes. I was devastated. I wanted to fix my relationship with God, but I'm not going to lie, I was angry. Summer starts to pass. I tried picking up my Bible again. I started listening to praise music, but it didn't feel right. Now I'm going to skip over sophomore year because everything was still closed and I was just straight up lost. My relationship with God was just holding on by a thread. Fast forward, junior year, things are starting to open back up. I was in LIT at camp, school's back to being full-time, I have a new friend group, mental health seems stable. Okay, maybe things were starting to look better. Yeah, I was wrong. Some drama starts to happen and gets turned into a form of bullying. I start losing friends again. I was mad at God again. Why does he keep letting this happen to me? A few months ago, I was doing so well. I was struggling. But then he was put into my life. His name is Tanner. He is my best friend. I am 1,000% sure God sent some angel down into my life. One day, Tanner and I were having a conversation, and he asked me, "You still believe in God, right?" I hesitated, not because I didn't, but because I felt unworthy. But I said yes. He just shook his head in a yes motion, said cool, and moved on with another subject. That night, I had a very strong feeling that I should open my Bible. It was sitting on my desk in the same place that I had left before school started, the bookmark in the same exact spot. I opened it because I was unsure what page it was left on. It was Matthew 18. There was a sticky note saying 10 through 14. I read it. I ended up crying. I felt this wave of love and comfort flow through me. I felt found. If Tanner never asked me that question, if I never opened my Bible, if I never read Matthew 18, 10 through 14, who knows what things would be like now. I have accepted getting help with my mental health. I tried going to youth group. I enjoy going to church, and I love listening to praise music again. I still struggle to read my Bible, but I'm slowly picking up the pieces again and mending my relationship. So why is Jesus my Lord and Savior? Because without finding him again, I would be heading down the wrong path instead of standing here reading this for all of you today.
You gotta read it now.
I gotta find it. Oh. Take care that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you, in heaven their angels continually see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a shepherd has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that went astray. So it is not the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost. If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you and you ever gain that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church, and if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a tax collector. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
I'd like to thank you for coming up and sharing. Could we have an applause for them, please? It is beautiful that they're able to come up and share with us all of their journey that they've been on over the last few years, and we hope that the other guys took notes and little things and stuff. If you have a luncheon date, I think you're going to make it easy today, and we had time for you to read the whole book of Matthew and still be on time. So would you bow in prayer with me, please? Father God, what a beautiful morning we awoke to. There is a crispness in the air. It's setting us up for a glorious day. This morning we gathered with past and future confirmands, and it's just amazing to hear their papers, amazing to share in their journeys. And we pray for the future confirmands and the future youth of our church that the foundations can be built here, and we can build upon that as their lives grow. This morning there were papers shared, and it gives an insight into who each of them are. They need your prayers each and every day. It's just amazing sometimes. Haley, Jack, Taylor, and Ryan need your prayers. They need you to give them guidance in your life as they move forward. How amazing it will be next year, after a year of studying the life of your blessed sons, Jesus, our Savior. Father, Haley, Ryan, and Jack, and Taylor, over the past year, they studied the Old Testament, your prophet, your promises, and spirit. Fill each of them with a desire for your knowledge as they prepare for the new year, and with a desire to follow Christ and allow him to be in their heart. They become apostles for your word, bursting with the Holy Spirit. Fill each with your love and knowledge and your awe, your wonder, and your amazing presence. Fill their lives. Fill our lives in small and big ways each and every day, confirming your goodness and your greatness of an amazing, amazing God you are. Our world continues to disappoint us, Lord. It disappoints us as just as it just disappoints you even worse, with war, violence, and hate so prevalent in around our country and in our world. We lift them up to you, Father. We pray for your guidance, Father, because we pray that your will be done. We pray for your protection over the children of our church, the young men and women, as they venture on each and every day, going in their own directions. We lift up each of us before you, praying for your amazing love, guidance, and protection. We lift up those unable to join and be with us today, our elderly and our hurting. As Beth said, those over 50 who have trouble getting out of bed, we pray for them too, Lord. May we be open to you with love and the innocence of a child. Increase all of us with an increased desire to know you, to follow you, to allow you to explode in our heart as we serve as your disciples with a grateful and courageous heart. In your name we pray today. Amen.
Insert. Please stand if you are able.
It's a dancing song.
I was very mean, I shamed.
service to you. Father, we thank you for the opportunities you give each of us to earn some money and for the joy in our heart to give it back.